Nidom Yerushalmi, corresponding to Nidom Bavli, Daf Nun Hei. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Dalad on the base at the first Mishnah of Halacha base. Anoidim and Adagon, Asa, Bakola Mitzvi, Yavesh, Divu Bimei. Bimei says that if one vows it from Adagon, he may not have dry Mitzvi beans. Chacham Maimim Eino Asa, Ela Mechamishes Haminim. Chacham say that he's forbidden only in the five species of grain, meaning wheat, barley, oats, spelt and rye. Rav Meir Omer, Hanoidim and Tavura, Eino Asa Ela Mechamishes Haminim, Al Hanoidim and Adagon, Asa Bakol, Umuta, Bepeiros, Ha'ilan, Ubayerek. Rav Meir says that if one vowed from Tavura, he's forbidden only the five species, but if he vowed from Dagon, all is forbidden. He's permitted in fruit of trees and Yerek. The Gemara says, Matayma Rav Meir, Vedana Da'ara. What is Rav Meir's reasoning? Dagon is anything that's normally piled up on the ground. Matayma Rabbanan, Dagana Ma'ovora. What's Rabbanan's reason? Dagon is grain. Mantanina, Hanoidim and Apas, and Minatrua, Asa, Bahen, Rav Meir says that if, in a Mishnah, that if one vowed from bread or from grain, he's forbidden the five grains. The Chum say that one who vowed from Dagon is forbidden only in them. Ha, Hanoidim and Apas, and Minatrua, he Asa, Bakol, Rabbanan. The Gemara says, Asa, presumably Rabbanan disagree with Meir and say that if one vowed from bread or from grain, he's forbidden all in all. Rabbi Chia b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Masnisa Amakein Shanoide Min Adagon Eino Asa Ela Mehen. Chia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that our Mishnah says so that if one vowed from Dagon, he's forbidden only in them. Acham disagree with the inference from Rabbi Meir's words that one who vowed from Dagon is forbidden in everything. Manan Kaimen, what is the case? In Ba'ima Pas Torah, the Gemara suggests if he vowed from bread of the Torah, Me'ata Avarime Tru'as Torah Ye Asa Akol Dichsiv V'Tru'as HaKerem. The Gemara rejects it. If so, even one who says grain of the Torah should be forbidden in everything because it says U'Tru'as HaKerem. Imba'ime Pas Stam. And if he said bread, Stam without specifying, Elecha Koi Pas Stam Elechitim U'Soim V'Vad. The only thing called bread, Stam, is wheat and barley. And Rabbi Yosi, Kiyamte b'mokrim sh'oichlim kol pas in koi pas stam ele chamishes aminim v'vad. Basis is I established this in a place where they eat all bread. The only thing called bread, stam, is from the five grains. We come now to halacha gimel. Hanoidim ha'ksus muter basak of yiriya over chamila. When vowed from ksus, which is clothing, he's permitted sackcloth, a curtain, and the blanket. Amakoinim seme oila olai muter lechseis begivei seme. If he said, koinim, wool will not come on me, he may cover himself with tufts of wool. Pishtan oila olai muter lechseis banitse pishtan. If he said, linen will not come on me, he may cover himself with tufts of flax. Rabbiudo ime hakol lefi haneder. Rabbiudo says, it depends on the situation at the time of the vow. Pa'an vazua vahaya reichai kasha amakoinim seme of pishtim oilim olai muter. If he was carrying wool and linen, he was sweating and stinking and said, wool and linen will not come on me. He may wear them, but he may not carry them on his back. The Gemara says, if one vowed from ksus, he is permitted sackcloth, a curtain, a blanket, a leather smock, and leather worker's pants. He's forbidden regular leather garments. Hanoidim and Malbush, Asa Bechol, Minei Malbush, Umuta, Beinu. If one vowed from Malbush, which is apparel, he's forbidden all kinds of Malbush and permitted these. Vimye Ama, Ubizeira, Boy, Amakainim, Ksus, Sheini, Loibesh, Lavush, Lavush, Sheini, Miskasa. Vimye, quoting Ubizeira, asked, if one said, Kainam, Ksus that I will not wear, Lavush that I will not cover myself with it, does he intend for his first words or his latter words? Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, we should say now, Kol davar shedarko liskasos v'derecha yotze memenu liskasos, nadar bo mutar v'yotze memenu, nadar v'yotze memenu mutar bo. Rav Shimon ben Elazar said anything that's normal to be covered with it, and it's normal to be covered with what comes from it. If he vowed from it, he's permitted what comes from it. If he vowed from what comes from it, he is permitted it. But ma islach Kugoin Elaine Shilachem. What is there that it's normal to be covered with it and with what comes from it? For example, these hides, and also wool which is stuck to them, it's normal to be covered with it. Anything that it's normal to be covered with it and it's not normal to be covered with what comes from it, if he's out from it, he's permitted what comes from it, if he's out from what comes from it, he's forbidden it. What is there means that it's normal to be covered with it but not with what comes from it. For example, these leather tunics with goat hairs, which is used to make sackcloth, which is not normal to wear. And anything that's not normal to be covered with it, and it's normal to be covered with what comes from it, to be vouched from it, intended only for what comes from it. Ma islach, what does that mean, that it's not normal to be covered with it, only with what comes from it? Amav yesi rabun kagoin hadin semeb geshen. This Rabun answered it, for example, the stick on which cotton grows. Kine masnisa ta'an ve'ziya ba'amakainim seme u'pishtim pishtam oilin olai shisei mutal o boish ve'asalaf shil achrov ha'alovish seme ve'heitze ba'amakainim seme olai asal o boish mutal av shilam achrov. Our mission should say, if he was carrying wool and linen and sweating and said, kainim wool and linen will not come on me, he may wear them, but he may not carry them on his back. If he was wearing wool and was pained due to it, and said, "Kohen and wool will not come on me," he's forbidden to wear it, but he may carry it on his back.